Some guy cold approached my girlfriend. What should I do? The quick answer is nothing. That's her responsibility. I've had two times in my life where this has happened, where I've been dating a girl who I've really liked, and then another guy has cold approached her. And this is like a great moment for you in your relationship, actually, because you can see if your girl is a hoe or not. And unfortunately, most girls actually are going to fail this test. When a guy cold approaches your girl, if you're not a cuck, because I'm not a cuck, I expect my girl to shut him down and to basically point over to me and say like, oh yeah, me and my boyfriend come to this gym all the time. Or, you know, just subtly kind of mention that she's with me. Both times that I mentioned, the girl did not do that. A guy cold approached her. She entertained the conversation. She's laughing with him, talking back to him, engaging in the conversation. That's a minor form of cheating. And since I'm not a fucking cuck, I'm like 90% of guys these days, especially white guys. For some reason, white guys are like very much more likely to be cucks these days because of this like liberal kind of European fucking left-wing bullshit. Most guys, like they wear this mask and they're like, yeah, that's fine. My girl can speak to whoever she wants. Like, no, not for me. Because I'm not a fucking little cuck. So no, my girl cannot speak to whoever the fuck she wants. Oh no, she can, but then she's not my fucking girl anymore. So both times it happened where I was in the gym. So these are two separate relationships. I'm in the gym with my girl. I'm doing my thing, she's doing her thing, and a guy goes to speak to her. And I just watch the body language. And both times, she's engaging in the conversation, she's bouncing back at him, they're having a friendly conversation, and in my head, I'm like, okay, she's not my wife. Both times, right away, because I've got a pair of fucking testicles, two testicles, by the way, in cases you don't, because most guys only maybe have one these days, two balls. So when both of these girls at separate times came up to me, right away, I made it clear that's not how my wife would behave. This is over. The amount of respect you get from women when you actually have some standards and you don't want your girl to flirt back with a guy who would clap her cheeks given the chance is fucking sky high. Because I'm not a bitch, I shut both of those relationships down instantly because that is such a blatant red flag. That is like a hole in your castle. It's like your relationship is like a castle. Your woman is the queen, but there's always going to be barbarians laying siege outside of the castle, and they want to penetrate the castle. They want to get in and rape your queen. The good queen stands by the side of the king and helps him rule this castle. The modern day queen stands at the walls of the castles and flirts with the barbarians and dances sexy for them and dresses up for them. If you're a fucking maniac, you're okay with that, but I'm not. So I shut this shit down. And the thing is, I did nothing. In terms of the cold approaching guy, I did nothing. My belief is that you don't actually have to do anything because it's the girl's responsibility. So if you visualize, like, you go to the gym with your girl, or, you know, you get a girlfriend in the future, you go to the gym with her. When you see a guy go up to her, you don't have to walk up like a fucking autist and say, oh, hey, bro, she's mine. You don't have to say anything like that. You just watch as an indicator for what kind of woman she is. Because the higher quality woman, she will shut down the conversations with guys who cold approach her because a high quality woman is not a retard. And she knows that the guys who cold approach her would fuck her given the chance, which means that there is no fucking friendship there. It's just like most women are just so fucking brain dead. And the weird thing is they're only brain dead if they're in a relationship with you. Because the same women, when they're single, when a guy cold approaches them, they know for a fact that guy wants the fuck. It's only when they're in a relationship, that's when they don't respect you much, that's when they kind of like think like, oh no, but it's fine, but it's fine. It's like, if he wants to try and, like, it's just so fucking weird. Like, girls have got such little respect for their men these days that they'll be seen with a guy who's flirting with them and they won't shut that shit down. So at least because I've got two testicles, and I urge you to have two testicles as well, I don't continue relationships like that, but I don't actually stop it from happening. I just watch and observe because I just want to see what kind of woman she is without me needing to change her. If she hasn't been raised right, or if she's friends with fucking hoes, and if she's one of those promiscuous girls, these are always the girls who have like fucked around like a fair few times, even if they act like they haven't. You can always tell how she behaves when she gets approached by other guys. If she's like entertaining the conversation, she's like a social extrovert, bro, that's a risk for your relationship. And I want to make a point very clear. You are not insecure for this. This is just some primal shit. Like, think about what could be more primal than another man walking over to try and fuck your girl. The only single thing possible that could be more primal than that is that guy walks over to you and punches you and tries to attack you. Like, that's literally, like, if there was one thing that, like, would symbolize, like, primal lifestyle, caveman fucking life, it'd be the guy attacking you. One below that is the guy trying to fuck your fucking girl. So don't you ever fall for this fucking gaslighting that the guys who talk like this, they're fucking insecure or misogynists or anything. This is not insecurity. This is just, like, this is literally just fucking, like, common sense. It's like just having a normal, healthy fucking brain to see that that's a really fucking primal, like, sensitive situation, and to observe what your woman does. It's just you having your own standards and thinking to yourself, in what ways would your wife behave? And your wife would not, she would not entertain those kinds of conversations with guys who are just speaking to her as, like, a sort of pseudo conversation when they really just want to bend her over. And when the guy is doing that, look, I cold approach, you probably do as well. When you go and speak to a girl and she entertains the conversation, you can't help but to believe I'll be fucking her soon. But when you speak to a girl and she subtly mentions she's got a boyfriend, or she even, like, hard mentions it to you, it's like, there's no problem. You just kind of know, oh, okay, she's not an option. But when girls don't mention that, that's when you genuinely believe you've got a chance with them. So you're not insecure. It's just that, like, your partner is a dysfunctional adult. Because my next point is that both partners should reject people who are trying to fuck them. This is not, like, me just being angry towards women. Because even though, look, I always seem like a bit of an asshole in my videos, because, you know, I'm like a bit of a drill sergeant for the boys. But when I'm in a committed relationship, like, every girl who comes to speak to me knows I'm exclusive, I'm with my girl within 10 seconds. Because I'm not a social retard. When a girl comes to speak to me, you can tell when a girl wants the fuck. And I will literally, like, you know, she'll say, oh, hey, how are you? Did you train today? Whatever. And I'll say, like, oh, yeah, me and my girlfriend hit legs. That's all it takes. That's all it simply fucking takes. So don't get me wrong. Don't think that I'm some, like, some, you know, one-sided asshole in this video. I'm just hating on women. No. I think both men and women in the modern day are fucking pathetic. Now, I'm not usually, like, this is a side point about me. I'm not usually, like, a monogamous kind of guy. I think that's a bit gay. I like having multiple women in my life. But when I do decide, because there has been times in my life when I've been exclusive to one woman, I have stayed faithful during those times, even when girls message me on Instagram. I'm, like, kind of famous, right? I have hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram, millions on YouTube, loads of people know me. I get approached 5-10 times a day here by guys and girls, and I'm very fucking attractive. I have, like, one of the best fucking physiques when I walk around, and I'm confident and happy and everything. So I get, like, a lot of fucking attention from girls, like, a lot more than you could possibly believe right now. Which is possible for you if you just follow my advice for, like, 5 to 10 years. It's a long time, but you get my point. And even then, when I'm in a committed relationship, everyone knows I post about it. When a girl comes to speak to me, I politely, not like an asshole, like, oh, I've got a girlfriend, not like an asshole, but I just intelligently mention the fact that I've got a girlfriend in it. And I've done this so well that even I've had girls, like exes of mine, who send me, like, memes and Instagram reels, who have basically sent me, like, the same kind of trend, which was, like, it was, like, a girl basically saying, like, she respected a guy who mentioned that he had a girlfriend within the first few seconds of their conversation. It was, like, a bit of a trend where, like, that's, like, a husband green flag or something, where a guy, if a girl would speak to him, would kind of subtly mentioned he had a girlfriend within the first few seconds of their conversation. Basically, like, girls were sending me that, saying, like, oh yeah, you do that. And it's like, it's a bit of a flex in the modern day. And of course, that comes with, like, abundance and confidence and good character and whatever. But, like, that's, like, a trait of being a good partner. But if your girl's not acting like that, bro, she's not on your side. She's not, like, that's not a good girl. I know that you'd try and believe so, but that's not the trait of a good partner. Because, look, if you asked me the same thing, oh, Hamza, I'm in a relationship, what should I do if and when a girl cold approaches me? I would give you the same advice as, don't be a fucking asshole. If a girl cold approaches you and you can tell she wants the fuck, or you got, like, these old girls from your high school or whatever who might want to fuck at some day or whatever, make it clear you're in a fucking relationship fast. Just out of respect for your partner. Because that's what makes you, like, a great partner, is, like, you've got some boundaries, right? You've got the walls around your castle. Women should be doing that, but also guys should be as well. So don't get me wrong, I'm not being, like, you know, one-sided here. But that being the case, we're talking about women here, and I will be honest, I'm actually really fucking disappointed with, like, the modern day women. I am, like, so shocked just how marriage material the modern day woman is. At first, I used to think that I was the problem because I've been with like I won't even tell you a number, but I've been with like more than my fair share of women. And there's still no woman I've ever really thought to myself like, oh, she's like marriage material. And of course, it's like, okay, I'm the common denominator in that. But I've also seen it with basically every fucking guy who's, you know, who I'm friends with and everything. And it's like, they agree with me as well. And then I meet good guys and they agree with me. Like the type of guys who should be attracting like wife quality girls. It's like women these days have just been so tarnished. And it's just so unfortunate. And the thing is, guys have as well, but like, yeah, just if you find a girl who actually behaves like this, where when a like, I'm talking as if that's like a fucking like, oh bro, you know, if you find the unicorn who when a guy's trying to fuck her, she says no, bro, you marry her. It's like, is that how fucking low the bar for women has gotten? Is that how low it is? That, oh, we think a girl who is a catch is that when there's a guy who wants to fuck her, she'll mention that she's got a boyfriend. Like, it's the bare fucking minimum. Holy shit. I was going to make a separate video about this. I was out for dinner a few days ago with, like, a bunch of, like, Chad guys, right? I'm talking, like, guys making really good money online. Attractive, confident, masculine guys. They're riding around on motorbikes. You know, like, fucking alpha male type guys. And one of them was talking about like this girlfriend that he had, and he was like, yeah, you know, she was awesome. I would wake up and she made me a coffee. And like 2-3 of us at the same time went like, aha, nice. And I stopped when that happened. I was like, how fucking low is our fucking bar? Like the bar for women these days is like, oh yeah, she makes me a coffee sometimes. And oh, like guys, not even fucking losers, but guys who objectively are like very high, like very, very high status guys, were like, oh man, like that's special. Like how fucked is that? Now I'm sure that girls can say the same thing about guys as well. Holy fuck, how fucking low quality is like the average fucking person these days that like that's a bit of a flex. Like, oh bro, guess what, you know, I've got a girl who's so good, she doesn't let other guys fuck her, bro. She when another guy wants to fuck her, she says no, and she mentions she's got a boyfriend, bro. Oh, I'm such a winner. Like that should be the bare fucking minimum. I was doing this shit like in my first fucking relationship. People are like almost everyone's like a fucking dysfunctional adult, and they have such little respect for relationships. Like, it's fucking insane. So I want to answer your question. If and when you find yourself in this situation where a guy has approached your girlfriend, and specifically when she has been receptive to it, because my answer to the question is, you know, what should you do? You shouldn't really do anything. You shouldn't walk over trying to protect her or anything. You shouldn't do what's called mate guarding, where you try to like stop this guy, because that's her responsibility. Now, of course, if the guy's being weird, if the guy's being aggressive and touching her, yeah, of course you go up. But that, we're not talking about that. We're just saying a guy goes up in a bit of a friendly, you know, Chad kind of confident, cocky, funny way. He's making some jokes and she's receptive to it. You don't do anything. You just look over at her and you just don't, you just think to yourself like, not really wife quality. Because the point you need to understand is this. If your girl is receptive to other guys who want her, she's not your girl. She's our girl. Like she's free game then. Because it's not your job to, you know, walk in there and say, hey buddy, back off, she's mine. It's her job to tell the guy, oh, sorry, I've got a boyfriend. But if she does not do that, what better phrase is there other than for me to say the little meme thing? She's for the streets. Girls like that are proving to you that they are not relationship material. So we can, like, you know, shit on her a little bit. Yeah, she's low quality. Okay, sure, she is. But we are men. We take responsibility. You became emotionally invested with a girl who is not relationship quality. Now we will see the size of your manhood with how quickly you end things with her. Because I am a man, that most recent time where I had this situation where a girl basically like encouraged and was receptive to another man's flirting, I ended it there. Like, I'm talking literally within, like, seconds. I sat down, she came over, she was in, like, a happy little mood and whatever, and I just said to her, that was so disappointing. That's not how my wife would behave. Done. We didn't have, like, the same kind of relationship after that. The first time this happened to me a few years ago, I ended it there But I basically stayed with the girl. Like, you know, we got back together. And it was a mistake. I'm telling you, it's a mistake. No matter how much of this, like, lovely, bubbly feelings you have, like, these gay little emotions you have, never ignore, like, your dry, masculine logic. Never, you know, like, the kind of videos you watch here, never ignore them, honestly. Like, there's been times where, you know, I watched this kind of content when I was younger, more of this red pill kind of dating thing. And when there was a girl who didn't really align with these views, I would get this kind of split between thinking, like, oh, these guys have been right about everything so far, but I really like this girl, and, you know, what if she meditates every day with me and I get her on self-improvement and she's trying to become more feminine? It's all this stupid bullshit, and I'm telling you, there is not one time in my entire life that I've ever been grateful for staying with that kind of girl. I'm telling you right now. Don't you fucking fall for this idea that just because you like her, that you should stay in a relationship with her. This type of girl that we're speaking about in this video is proving to you that she is not relationship material. It's your responsibility to end things then. The type of advice I've given you in this video is quite controversial, and truthfully, you're probably not going to hear this from almost anyone else, especially not from, like, people you know in real life. And if you ever try and get advice from girls or whatever, and basically the entire world will try and convince you away from this advice. But there's a reason why you watch this entire video, because in your masculine heart, you know that what I've said today is absolutely true. So the final tip I just want to give you is, please do not allow everyone else to gaslight you into not listening to your gut feeling. There's a reason why videos like this, you know, these hard-hitting, brutal ones, why they just feel like so right. It's because you genuinely believe, like, what I've spoken about today. You know it's the truth. That just the problem is, the truth is kind of offensive and hurtful to the hoes. And the world is kind of optimized to try and protect the hoes' feelings. So they will all argue with you and say, no, this is wrong. You're watching all this red pill content. It's all toxic. But I'm telling you, please just believe me, like, from the bottom of my fucking heart. This kind of advice, you know, this, like, masculine advice of, like, oh, be careful for the hoes and the red flags, all this, I'm telling you right now, it is always and always and always true. Every single time I stir away from this kind of lifestyle, I end up getting burnt and regretting it. And every single time I live, like, this kind of, I don't know how you'd explain it, but you know what I mean, like, this type of advice that we're living by, my life gets better and better and better, and the treatment from women gets better and better and better. Don't you forget that. Like, I'm not saying that you need to be lonely. My advice is going to have you getting better treatment from girls and more sex and, like, you know, like, more amazing experiences. So I'm giving you the best of all cases. In the top link in the description, I've linked this program, which I've got open behind me, which is called the Library of Adonis. And there's, like, a ton of, like, courses in there, like, full length, step by step, but massive guides on how you can implement parts of self-improvement into your life, like building the body that I've got, which gets me like 100 matches a day on Tinder. But there's a course in there, the Red Pill course, which is 10 years of me learning these brutal lessons, because I'm telling you right now, you probably don't know, you've never even seen someone who's had the same kind of dating and sex experiences that I have, and I've put all those fucking lessons in one place so that you can just learn them so much faster, because this is the type of shit you're not going to find anywhere else. You're certainly not going to find in your school, your teachers, your friends, or anything. So Topling, I really think it's such a steal if you want to join. It's so cheap. Each one of these courses that I put inside there, I was selling for $500 or $1,000, and you can get all of them for $37 a month. So it's like such a fucking steal as well. Top link in the description. Goodbye.